Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, I felt the earth move.
Hi, this is Casey from Berkeley, California, United States. I have a question about earthquakes. It seems like there have been an awful lot of big earthquakes lately. Is there some reason there seem to be a lot at once? For instance, like maybe one of the plates moves, it somehow affects a lot of the other plates too. Or is this just a coincidence? I live very near the Hayward Fault in the San Francisco Bay Area, so should I really start earthquake-proofing my house and lab now? I love the show.
There have been many earthquakes across the globe, heavily reported in the media, but is that all that's changed?
Hello, this is Gopal Madhubushi. I'm a reader in geotechnical engineering at University of Cambridge. It is true that large earthquakes have happened in close succession recently. For example, two large earthquakes in Christchurch in New Zealand, and a very large earthquake in Japan. However, the fault systems in Japan and New Zealand are quite separate, and there are no interconnections between them. So the earthquakes occurring together is a pure coincidence. Having said that, the two earthquakes near Christchurch may be interconnected with stress release from one fault affecting the other. If you live in a seismic area, it is always better to consider earthquake-proofing your house.
Earthquakes haven't occurred any more in the last 20 years than they have done over the last century, but we have far more seismograph stations and much better methods of reporting, communication and accessible news. So we're being deluged with more stories about earthquakes, which we know a lot more about. Plus, there are many more people in the world now who can be affected by such earthquakes. But next week, we move from continental drift to genetic drift.
My name is Alan, and I'd like to know what the point is of non-coding DNA.
Does non-coding DNA actually code for something else? Answers to Chris at thenakedscientists.com or forum us with thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Facebook us or you can Twitter at Naked Scientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.